Let's have a political meeting first, see if Thursday around 11 o'clock. All right, or something else.
So, we got a couple things, we got to be very busy on Thursday morning, but I can go for it, but try to warn them, this is next to the first, so we'll leave you without the yellow stuff.
All right. Usually it's good to have around 4 o'clock in the way that, you know, when there's a reason to go home, and don't go to nine.
And he's asking if you will agree in principle to see me the same Christmas week, Thursday, Wednesday, all.
Unless I'm on vacation, I just put it as cold.
He says not specific, but this agreement in principle, and a mutually convenient day, so it would be, you know.
No, just say that the president is going to be on vacation, that's just not following Christmas for months.
What about an early January? He argues that it's 4 o'clock, because he may be serious about the report. Are we agreeing in principle, 18 and a half, and we don't have to do it?
Yeah, agree in principle, but say it's more likely to be around the 10th of January.
We had asked Henry about New York Times article about a U.S. attorney working on a project in Chile, who was masterminding the support of the operation in Chile. And then checked it out. He is a young lawyer working on a legal aid project at Catholic University.
Hired by us, huh?
No, it's financed by the Ford Foundation.
Oh, the hell.
No U.S. government funding.
Fine, no problem, I don't care.
But it's sure typical. The government president committee in Chile is a small group with several members of the Ford Foundation staff, wives of ABC, CBS, and Newsweek strangers. Particularly active. The secretary of the committee is the wife of an embassy employee.
Why not his name?
Right. No members of the U.S. mission hold positions or are otherwise involved in the committee, but some of them have attended meetings.
Get the name.
No word.
All over the world.
We have a letter that was sent to you.
I want names all over the world, all over the people. And we're going to shake those, that tree. We're going to shake that tree, and that's our election for the foundation. Isn't that something true? That adds up. That's expensive, see. That's the establishment, and that's what. If you know, if it comes to changing any people in the state, man, it's the most difficult to believe.
Especially if it's a brilliant young scholar.
You come right down to the university. You come down to it, it's terribly difficult to get into movement.
That's a new state goal.
He didn't want it to that about. He didn't want it to chase on. He read 15, because
I know.
Jewish. He's just college. Goddamn, you missed the boat, you should have taken him on a week ago. But I think he was deliberately keeping that from going out.
He said he was doing it because of, you know,
the security. Did we worry if, was that a problem for the other side when they blew all that stuff during India-Pakistan?
I mean, during the speed, I've got another one going now that we've got a lot of good mismanagement of the embassy stuff on Charlie.
Good.
cars, including the fact that he raised the price of all sales in the, quote, in the.
PX.
Store, the PX, by 15%, and then used that money as a, entertainment and such funds to buy wine and that sort of thing for the investment. And got a lot of interesting stuff there.
Neil. Neil. Hi.
You know, harassment.
The only thing I was gonna say is this, every time you have any doubts about food, you gotta be concerned that you don't create a greater problem by using effectively using confidential information and personal information. But the main thing we have to get out through other sources, and remember what they did to us in Pennsylvania. Remember what they've done to us on Henry's little village in the Pennsylvania with the Henry. Jesus Christ, Father, it was awful. Awful. Right?
Sure.
They leave to kill us over and over again. Now we gotta leave to kill them. The only thing I really feel, I just don't want a level standard. No, that's it. I think you're all right. I'll be moving around the Russians now. Come back and say, I really think they're blind. It's all right. It's got a lot of. We've got to, I think he's right, that believing that we should wait. Should keep this negotiating crap going.
Should just keep it out?
Yeah. Maybe you can for another month. Do you agree?
Yes.
There's always, that's a real issue.
Balance, they don't know what's happening. I think even going through the congressional session, I know there's a depression about some of the activity of that.
Okay. I marked on something that I want to, I directed earlier, I gave the memorandum, hadn't gotten it to read many meetings, which is the conversation with Schultz, because there's several days in the earlier shop street earlier. His thing wasn't on the list, the street position, there's what they sent to you.
Came to Schultz. Schultz.
Sorry, John.
Okay. Didn't send it.
Anyway, I told it all over.
Right.
Not that. There's some good stuff in there.
Well, it sure is.
The old man club. It's not the kind I agree with labor stuff, but it's more. His analysis about on various things. I want you to read before you meet with your PR people. Things cost money. If you think what he's doing is throwing a lot of money in now in order to get going.
His bigger stuff is not funded. Is there anything to ask? I've heard a little billboards in New York and the FDA. $1,000 in Hawaii, $200 in Lockett, and $50 in Spain. And the size of the building is a little closer.
Colson disagrees with the idea that they don't have enough money.
I do.
They just loaded with money.
I do.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So probably
not, maybe not loaded, but I don't think they're kind of in trouble with Sam's. They're putting out that line for sure. Sam's are going to be buying a line.
You break it down. Ask me close to the one we're going to.
I was told, Bob, I approve of your CBS decision.
I had to say, try again.
I do it up there. I think you're going up casually and this and that. And I don't know quite how open I would be just as ice cold.
Not too casual. I called Paley and I said, Bill, I'd like to come and talk to you. And he said, oops. He said, is there a problem? And I said, well, would you decide that when I stand for a talk? And he said, who would you like to meet with me? And I said, Frank. And he said, how about our new person? He knows you. And I said, no. Who is he? The fellow who was 2 years behind me in college. I don't know him. That's better. And I didn't want him. And Paley said, why not? He said, things are going so fantastically well with you people. How can you have any problems?
Otherwise, you just can't.
I said, well, we'll discuss that on Friday. He said, okay, I know why you're coming. I said, yep, you do.
Well, don't you think he knows?
Oh,
she's a telecom man.
Of course he did.
He knows what's true.
What he hasn't done is analyze it the way he should since he didn't want to. I think this is going to hit him right between the eyes.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. We've waited. We've got it just at the right time, I think. And they've got to know that we know. They've got to know that we're being as careful about this now, really, as anything. But 8 weeks ago, we are. And that's
definitely. We'll hit up the day of the Watergate thing, right? So
I thought that was a nice day of the other day.
That's what you have to solve the cover to get out of town on Friday. I see.
Well, good. I have determined we have to do this now. This is talking to the state department. I want them to watch like a hawk around the world. Bastards. See, they had Kennedy won, right? 16. They had celebrations all over the world. State department. All over the world. Lost. And this time, there'll be no celebrations. We win. The fighters that I think that under the fire was bad, right? I was not fire. I was not promoted. It's a bad assignment. But I drive Henry up the ball because he talks a big game and never will ever win. Boy, this time he is going to be done. I've got to have Rogers on. I've got to have Johnson on. I'm going to take the whole command and stay out. Except one or two, maybe a comfort with my chief and with my chief tall guy. Curtis Carr. Oh, Carr, he's all right. He's no harm.
There's several that are pretty good and under a powerful rule will blossom.
That's my point. But what we're going to do, you know what I'm going to do,
Cameron?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? The Purge here. That's the Under Secretary. Old Sheriff, you want to just agents at the bar, just agents. You know what made an interesting point? I know a lot of Bruce feels the cause of the army, but moving Haig up 120 positions to put him in that position. Carlucci said, you know, I saw that and said, he told her that I'm going to march. I'm not going to even try to ask him to move back up that position. He said, we've just got to do that mistake. We've got to get rid of a lot of people. Well, how about the people down below that worse aren't there? There's no, there are a lot of good ones. Probably make sure they're surviving. I'd like to find a good one. So you're going to get a chance to do something. Either going to be under secretary, or going to be assistant secretary, or administration, or I will back to something to help. That's what we need. You can't do it from the outside. Like you take a Bob Hill. Bob Hill's a very well-intentioned guy who has been in state, but Bob Hill is not foreign service. You've got to take one of them who knows how to screw them, who knows how they foul things up. Go out to New York, and that State Department's going to get it. And so is the Pentagon. It's bad, too.
No, that's true.
It's bad. And I mean not just on the military side, or on the civilian side, but both military and civilian side.
The Army is a good one.
But don't you think that was a good thing, Chuck?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, hey, you had that job.
sure, and it shakes up the surface, I think, you know, I remember when Harley, when that happened, Harley Burke, I've just got the Navy officers, got the top level, had it held, but it got over, but you know, if you want to remember, that's what happened to Eisenhower. Marshall reached out, picked him up, he was a Czech colonel. I noticed that I'm watching the Crusader, but for that, he was a Czech colonel.
Czech colonel, or perhaps he might have been a British colonel.
Colonel.
Up he went. Came in first with Chuck, with the marshal, and the marshal looked him over and pushed him over in charge of the road. Brilliant decision. Brilliant decision.
But, you know, I'd say, I'd just say, I can see another around here, so maybe he's
not such a superb guy. He's got to find others like him.
There has to be others.
But we're going to look around this shop and find a few people. You all really enjoy that.
Major story today, which is the new lawsuit brought up by
fought against it.
They joined in a lot of other...
They tried to join in a lot of other, same enforcement, but they tried to join in other defendants, Liddy, Hunt, McCord, Liddy, Hunt, Sloan, Stans, Mitchell.
The committee
itself. And Richie ruled this afternoon that the committee could not be a party defendant.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, the point, the only point is not that, the lawsuit doesn't bother me, the lawsuit doesn't bother me.
The indictments are one thing, is it the right group, the only word of mine.
But I, really, this time, I think everybody figures, there were, they know there was a break-in, and they know there are guilty parties, I don't think indictments are gonna happen.
Thus far, well, I'm almost certain that this would leave the networks tonight, and would have been in the background, except that now they would be absolutely obliged to use part of the Gregory, and what they're folding in on the Gregory and the wire story, they're adding it to wire stories that have been running all afternoon.
This is an eye.
Well, that's not bad. Within 2 hours, Clark and Rigger, President Nixon campaign, and the charge the Democrats are deliberately abusing the American judicial system for the sole purpose of manufacturing political headlines, which would be grossly libelous if set outside of legal proceedings. The behavior of Mr. O'Brien and his associates is particularly vicious in that they deliberately made false charges against two individuals, knowing in advance that the charges were false. The moral bankruptcy of the McGovern candidacy and the indecency to which these men would stoop to conceal that bankruptcy was never more clearly shown than their every candidate used the American court system as an instrument for political libel and slander.
Provided it doesn't give the indication that we don't think that anybody's going to be, that it's all false. I know he isn't. We all know that he doesn't mean that.
What he's saying, McGregor said that the charge that stands and slump in the Asian Empire is totally without foundation and all the more contemptible, since they cannot speak up in their own defense because the grand jury is not considered the case. He did not defend the other man. He's been saying right along that the indictment, as a matter of fact, Clark is very attested.
He's laid out the indictments already.
Yeah. Well, a little risky, but they're out there. So they're dismantled, I think. So, you gotta have a story that'll run Saturday, that the Watergate 5 plus 2
putting yourself in a position on the other side, they will be in charge, cover up the committee of the whitewash, the Congress anomalous, conduct investigation.
All right. I'm not sure it's so bad. Think of all of its ramifications. Which is that we announce, confirm the delivery of the indictments, that we're now instructing the Justice Department, requesting all other parties to turn over to a witness who won't buy it. To a little bit of information. All of the facts in this case, as has been suggested, to review the question of whether a proper and thorough investigation has been conducted. The commission to be chaired by, we request the commission to be chaired by Earl Warren. Staff to be backed up by Lee Rankin and Dave Forrest, and Tom Clark.
Now, those folks are judicious enough that they would not, while a criminal case is pending, say anything that would be harmful and could be prejudicial. What they would say is that they have reviewed the investigative procedures followed by the FBI and the Department of Justice and found that they were exhaustive and thorough. We are assured that the investigation has been so complete that the record on its face will show that it is. Now, what you're doing is taking the issue away from the government because he has said he wants Warren and Rankin appointed to conduct an independent inquiry. We say, fine, for our special prosecutor.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't ever do that.
No, he's trying
to say that the best prosecutor is to review the evidence of the prosecutor's network.
Well, this is what this is an independent judge.
that's all that we charge, not just the indictments for proper and proper.
With criminal case pending, we can't do any.
Only those all would be concerned with lawyers.
They probably would be declined to serve, which
that what you would.
That you said must, that you said must, obviously.
You don't have a lawyer. Well, if they decline to serve, the basis of the decline to serve is that this is a normal criminal case being pursued in a normal course, and they don't believe that it's proper for them to look over the shoulder of the president.
Let me also, Attorney General set this up, so, but
hopefully you won't, I would recommend for it.
Yes, so President,
I don't think I should do that.
No,
my name should go, but wouldn't say that. There's been all this criticism, and I believe this has been the most thorough investigation since the assassination of John Kennedy ended.
But I would be happy to turn this over to a panel of Justice Warren, Justice Portis, Justice.
Well, you can pick up old Dole Reeves to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're up to it. All former justices in the Supreme Court.
We can go over.
That's all right.
Sure. Go over. I'm glad to do
that. He's the one who would rank us in the book of justice. This was the panel.
Right, Joe Rankin and Warren in this Republican support us and McCarthy in this Democrat, so you have a bipartisan commission. And obviously, Warren chairs it because he's the chief justice.
Oh, of course, it leaves them alone.
And Rankin and Warren are the two that we're going to have to move May.
Is there any? Is there any standing group that he could turn it over to?
Well, then you get that he would get the Canadian Bar Association.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of if there is a judicial conference.
Yeah, I'm thinking of is there in that Supreme Court?
I mean, if you name a group, and you've got to ask them to serve, I'd like to have a review of it. I'm going to look at that. Take a month to find out what the hell the story is.
There's a best bet.
We'll get around to it very fast.
Warren would serve the DOS. Warren would love to serve. Would you love to be back in line with the new Warren Commission? Well, I suppose that's the problem. Do we have a question? Warren Commission, that's the problem. Sure, it shows us that we work out and help us do it. If we're willing to turn it over to this one, and we throw in a Democrat vote for it, so we can help it.
We just started this morning. We're not convinced we're on the right track with the time. The truth is,
I'm personally, if I don't apply,
what this does is this sort of.
I will not apply.
Our next danger is the whitewash charge. This eliminates that because we say, screw you on the whitewash. Let Earl Warren decide whether it was a whitewash. It's a little better confident if you are good. Then the next danger that we have is a congressional investigation. You got the what you call committee out of now, whether it's passive that
stands the city will not go. Which is fine, except you have to be held in contempt of that. Stan says that lawyers don't can't go on the investigation.
If he's not going to run by the council, we can't win.
I'm not so sure. The contempt thing was very badly phrased in the moment.
Oh, it's hard, yeah, it's awful hard.
If they can't go to the communists, they're not going to be able to go to the stands.
Our next danger is Teddy Kennedy, who has a subcommittee on, what is it?
Administrative practices.
And he has already filed a little threat out that if this is a whitewash, you'll have to step in. If you have the Warren group, go ahead. Maybe don't put Warren on. Maybe just go to Rankin and
Portis
and Clark.
Why go Warren?
The Warren group is certain.
You can't go any higher than the former chief.
niece would say I have, we have conducted a thorough investigation. I don't want to change it all in the Department of Justice or administration. I'm turning the whole record over to the Senator to former Chief Justice, former Justice Supreme Court, former Solicitor General of the United States. That what he do?
That's a very interesting.
Right. The reason for taking this unusual step is that of necessity, this has become involved in a political campaign that's been given an enormous amount of publicity charges and counter charges, which should be removed from that arena. Therefore, this impact will be a beautiful step.
And he would go forward and say that I personally watched his investigation. I believe that he exhausted their way into the whole of it. The government has cooperated, the administration cooperated with that study, but I'm obviously considered to be an unbiased prosecutor, and I want to get an independent judgment on this. Therefore,
so that there will be no lingering suspicion that I could be exhausted with
this. I think it's a good idea. I just wish the only thing I would wish is maybe to turn it over to one person.
So, one person get a death portrait, that's right, Mr. President. Why did you want to get a
death? Warren.
Warren could play around with it. He would make it.
Of the bar, political man, so, Chief Justice. He's on his own. His whole. Well, go ahead and develop the idea. I just found the idea. If it isn't my commission, that's all. Obviously, I shouldn't have.
Attorney General's advisory board, it isn't a board of commissions, an advisory panel of the Attorney General who would be proceeding.
They call it the warrant study, the warrant. It's a way, it's the day after the election, probably they'll hold it or not, and that's what we're there.
It's a way to keep it in kind of confused. Never heard of it.
It takes away at that point of that.
Right. As you said, the cover-up is, it isn't. That's it. It's the cover-up we've got to watch.
And that takes, that sure is going to knock that issue apart. It's not a cover-up, something to do that. In fact, I think the governor would be wondering what the hell was that. He would be making that. There would make it.
Obviously, that's where he wouldn't have asked it. That was the media from stumped out the governor's charges.
I was surprised he would say anything on the phone.
I have a question to ask. Did the governor come back and say, well, fraud because they don't provide them with independent staff and so forth and so on. Probably have full facilities to the FBI.
I'm sure. Full access to the investigative body.
Full access to the records. They have the staff to investigate. They can investigate the process. We can interview them to do
that. They'll find that everybody in the brotherhood is quite extensive in the FBI. And their reaction to that is going to be held. Nothing here to indicate that there was any knowledge or involvement on the part of anyone other than those events.
Have you talked to Klein East about this yet?
No. Cap, by the way, is very big on your identification with the kids now. That's the you really have something going. So if you can figure something to continue that identification to the campaign, you know, like the young residents and the lawyers, do
something.
What?
Yeah, that would be the day.
Well, we'll find something else.
No, he's making the point about that college. It's really had a hell of a good impact on people. Yeah, kids appear to have come around.
So that's it, it goes back to parents.
That's right.
Thanks, Taylor.